Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
AEW Revolution is on Sunday, and put your hands up if you're excited. There'll be one person going, I'm not putting my hand up, I don't like wrestling at all. Which begs the question why you're watching this show, but secretly, I already know. But before we do get there, we have to go through AEW Rampage and find out whether the last show in the AEW canon before that thing was any good, or if it absolutely sucked. We do that using the finger of power. So let's up those downs for AEW Rampage. What a ridiculous start to Rampage this week. There are a few folks out there that have... Ridiculous start to Rampage this week. There are a few folks out there that have completely written off this show, and I tell you this, you are missing out. Because it was Sammy Guevara versus Andrade versus Darby Allin for the TNT title, with the stipulation that if anybody ran into the ring, or anybody distracted, or anybody interfered, they would be fined $25,000. So Andrade obviously felt quite comfortable, and he left the ring to begin with. He was like, oh man, you two, you can fight. So Darby and Sammy were like, nah, brah, we're not gonna do that, and they chased him back into the ring. As soon as they were all in there as well, flub me sideways, they just hit the go button, and so much happened, I was trying to make notes and I just gave up because I was like, there is no way I can keep track of this. We definitely saw a code red onto Andrade by Darby as Sammy Guevara grabbed Allin and threw him into the turnbuckle. And then when he was trying to give him a superplex, Andrade picked up Sammy Guevara, who also had Darby Allin in a suplex, and gave him a powerbomb. I just started spinning around and around because I was like, no way did I see that, but I rewound it and good grief, it was true. Mr. Tranquilo then almost killed Sammy Guevara when he suplexed him into a turnbuckle, and then this backbreaker, he gave Darby Allin. I mean, all three of these dudes must have woke up this morning in pain. Worth it. They then just punched each other in the face for a while because I think they were like, oh man, we're completely out of wrestling moves. But when Darby crushed Andrade onto the top rope and he fell down, from nowhere, Sammy just flew in with the coast to coast. And this is what I was doing. I was like, I ain't ever going to be as good as wrestling as they are. It continued as Allin hit one of his stupid flying dives when he's just like a bullet. And hilariously, this was followed by the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll up. And can you imagine this had ended with that? Don't tell anyone, but I would have loved this. Instead, we just had this majestic finish where I swear every single move in the world was hit onto everybody, when from nowhere, Sammy Guevara hit Andrade with the GTH, but then Darby threw him at the ring, he hit the coffin drop, but then Sammy was back, he hit a senton, that moved Darby off Andrade, Guevara pinned him, he got the 1-2-3, he's a TNT champion, and then I just went and laid down. I laid down, I was like, did all of that really happen? And trust me, it did. This was tremendous, just tremendous. It could have main evented the show, it could have been on the pay-per-view. And afterwards, Sammy and Darby refused to shake hands, but they're meant to team at Revolution, so now I have to worry about that. This is most definitely getting it up. We then just had such a cool segment afterwards, and it made me feel all warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. But Pac Dark Penta and Alex Abrahantes were in the ring, and yes, Alex is still dressed like a vampire, and people hate this, they get so mad, but I think it is so goofy that I truly love it. And he was all like, listen to us, House of Black, there's three of you, and there's three of us, so why don't we have a trios match? And I was like, Al, what are you doing? I know you're the undead now, but I don't think you want to be fighting them. We then got a quick promo from Malakai Black, Brody King, and Buddy Matthews, and they were like, you can't touch us, we're the best. best. And when they appeared in the ring, Aberhantes was like, look, I know I said three, but I wasn't referring to one, two, three. We've got a new buddy when, if you can believe it, Eric Rowan, now Eric Redbeard, kind of re-debuted in AEW. And this was such a lovely feeling for obvious reasons. He just ran through everybody as well, even as the security guards were trying to stop him. Like, please, Eric, would you stop? Would you stop? And even the House of Black must have been worried about this because they're like, man, we don't want none. And they left. So this was just an easy home run and it made me genuinely happy. And I think it's happening on the pay-per-view. And of course, we didn't talk about that in the prediction show. So I'm going to say that Malakai Black and Friends win. Don't know why. That's just the gut feeling I have got. But either way, I don't really care. Quick segment with Dan Lambert next. Not only has he sorted out Scorpio Sky to take on the TNT champion come Wednesday on Dynamite, but on that same show, Paige Van Zandt will be here and she will sign her AEW contract. So you just know something's going to happen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Keith Lee then had his second match in AEW, and he really is quite a good wrestler. It was against J.D. Drake, although Powerhouse Hobbs did join Ricky Starks on commentary, so you just know that feud is coming. It was proper big man slapping meat stuff too, especially because J.D. Drake thought, ha ha, I'm going to chop the crap out of Keith Lee. But I think that just annoyed him because he slammed Drake with this pounce. I was chuckling away again. Honestly, looked like he was dead. And don't get me wrong either. JD did have some offense here. He was hitting moonsaults and getting a few shots in. But when he tried to jump off the middle rope, Keith Lee caught him. Now, JD Drake is not a small human. But for ages, Keith basically just squatted and looked around like, oh, I know what I'm doing. He hoisted him up. He gave him the ground zero, whatever the hell it's called now. And he beat him from the 1-2-3. And seriously, that was really, really impressive. The wingmen then thought they could do better, so they came out instantly. But Keith Lee just picked them up and was throwing them around the place. And just when it looked like Team Taz was also going to attack, Orange Cassidy stopped them. And this is one of the best things about AEW. There's so many things going on at once. And it's not just like one person hates that person hates them back. It's like 92 people think this person is a piece of trash. And it all comes together and it rewards you for paying attention. So we did do a lot here, and I don't actually think that Keith Lee is going to win on Sunday, because I think he'll lose, and instead, like I've already said, we'll do Ricky Starks versus Keith, and I'm fine with that. CM Punk then cut a promo that was clearly done after his big angle on Dynamite, and it was so good, if you're sat on the fence going, oh, I don't know whether I'm going to buy the pay-per-view or not, this may have swayed you absolutely tremendous. Up. He had blood all over him too, which obviously made him look crazy. And he told MJF, oh man, you think I've been PG Punk? Well, you have no idea what you've just done. And I am going to beat you up so badly at Revolution that even your mother isn't going to recognize you. I'm also pretty sure he said he was going to leave pieces and parts of Maxwell around the place. So it's gonna kill him. He also tied this into some promos he's done in the past as well. And I don't care who you are, I don't care what, now I'm gonna go and hide because the internet is about to get mad. Jade Cargill then tempted her own fate. And I was like, Jade,
What are you doing?
But her and Mark Sterling were bragging about the fact that in their contract it says that nobody can attack Jade 48 hours before she has a match. I was like, you guys, it's Friday. Friday is 48 hours before Sunday. And this is when Anna Jay interrupted, and then from nowhere, Ty Conte flew in and she booted Cargill right in the face. I was like, of course that happened. I mean, come on. So I bring it down. That is 25 in AEW and 76 interruptions in all of wrestling. The best thing about this, the angle that Ty Conte came from, Jay Cargill must have been able to see her. I love that wrestling trope. Serena Deeb's 5-minute challenge was next, and I love stuff like this because we're a few weeks into it now, so you expect it, and even though you know what's gonna happen, it just makes for good TV. She was facing Layla Gray here, who I think her big plan was, oh, I'm gonna run down the clock, but that did not work. To my reckoning, it took about 60 seconds. Serena Deeb locked in the submission. Poor Layla had to tap out. With that said, there was a twist here, because as always, Serena was going to continue to beat up her prey. When she'd returned to AEW, she had a kendo stick in hand and she absolutely whipped Serena Deeb's ass. Serena was so worried she had to escape through the crowd, but I was a little bit like, wait a minute, wouldn't it have made more sense to do this challenge for a few more weeks? And then it's Sheeda who answered the call and Serena Deeb was like, ah, no. And then she loses her 5-minute challenge. But we didn't do that. Now I don't know what we are going to do. I mean, it's such a minor thing, but it just got me thinking. But as my parents always say, well, Simon, you were wrong again. This was all right. This was fun. Eddie Kingston then just went full on inside baseball with his interview, because he was talking about kayfabe and even cutting a promo. And given that recently Chris Jericho tried to patent the nickname the Sports Entertainer, I think this feud is about to go crazy. As always, Eddie speaks. I believe every single word he says, he is great. All my dreams then came true, because in the main event of this week's episode of Rampage, it was Christian Cage taking on Ethan Page with the power of the rage, and they were doing it for a mage. Their favorite color is also beige, and when they come of age, they will eat some sage. And no, I do not know why you watch ups and downs either. I really like both these guys though, and they had such an entertaining match. And at one point, Ethan Page even had Christian in a bear hug. And I'll be honest with you, I was keeping everything going, please, please let this end with a bear hug. I mean, you just don't see it anymore. Instead, they fought to the floor and Christian smashed him with a DDT. And then they were back in the ring. Christian smashed him with another DDT, as if he was like, man, if I don't hit a lot of DDTs, maybe another move's gonna come in and steal him away. It was really cool though, because then from nowhere, Ethan just flew in with this cutter for a near fall. I mean, honestly, that got me. I thought he was gonna win. Paige then tried to go for Ego's Edge, but Christian turned that into a spear for a really good near fall. But then when he was going for the kill switch, Ethan Page returned the favor because he grabbed Christian and he threw him into Rita the ring post. He then decided to go for his finisher again, but this was not his night, although this one was really cool because Christian slipped out and almost instantly he did get into the quill switch. He hit it, he got the 1-2-3, and now he has qualified for that there ladder match up. We also had a quick closing angle with the Jurassic Express because Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus came out to celebrate with Christian. And then Red Dragon, the Young Bucks were here, and they each took a title belt and they started to celebrate with it. Luchasaurus was having none of that, so he grabbed them back. Jungle Boy took out everybody with a dive, so now we've teased that match too. Round of applause all round. So as ever, Rampage was like taking some adrenaline and just injecting it right into your skull. I mean, so much happens, but I really do feel like AEW has found its feet with it, and I am giving it an up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.